Well, President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation that COVID-19 booster shots from Pfizer could begin across the country later this month. The booster rollout for Moderna could be delayed slightly. Officials are waiting for data. But it's further evidence that the Pfizer vaccine is considered safe. It has full approval from the FDA for the initial two-dose shot, and FDA approval means it's available for what's known as off-label use. That's caught the attention of some parents who have children 11 years old or younger. They're asking clinicians to give their kids the shot, even though the vaccines are not yet approved for that age group. Martha Biebinger from member station WBUR reports.
Many parents, including Beth Folsom from Framingham, Massachusetts, are frustrated that children are still waiting for a vaccine 9 months after the first shots were cleared for adults.
People were saying, oh, by September, that was going to be the promise for the kids, the younger kids. And we certainly thought that by the time they went back in the fall, there would be a children's vaccine that they could at least start to take.
Now, with school starting and the Delta variant surging, Folsom is anxious to get her 9-year-old son, Nate, vaccinated. Here's the pitch she plans to make to Nate's pediatrician. Her son is tall for 9.
Size-wise, you know, he could definitely be the size of a 12-year-old.
Meaning a child who is already allowed to get vaccinated. So why shouldn't Nate get the shot? The Folsom household includes Beth's mom, who is nearly 80. She's vaccinated, but still at risk for a breakthrough infection. And Folsom wants to make sure Nate can stay in school this year.
It's really an issue of trying to balance mental health and that social interaction with the physical health piece. And I would rather take the risk of potential side effects from a vaccine, which I think are pretty negligible, than having him potentially spread it to others in our household.
Or elsewhere, says Folsom, to protect everyone in the community. But getting Nate vaccinated now may be a tough sell. The FDA is telling clinicians to wait. And the American Academy of Pediatrics is sending messages to members trying to preempt off-label vaccinations for kids.
Because there is so much desire, there is a concern that people will jump the gun and start to use it.
Dr. Lloyd Fisher is a pediatrician in Worcester, Massachusetts. He's president of the state chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics.
We have absolutely no reason to believe that the vaccine will not be safe and effective for children of all ages, the same as it has been for the adolescents and the adults. However, without having the data to analyze, we cannot say that with certainty.
Fisher says he needs the trial data, for example, to confirm the appropriate dose. Pfizer says its trial for 5 to 11-year-olds gives a third of the adult dose. Everyone younger is getting a tenth of what adults and teenagers receive. Pfizer says it does not comment on off-label use. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger.